Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 212. I need not stress upon the importance of the organ we have started discussion on, that is bones and joints. It is of new mesodermal origin and hence controlled from the cerebral medulla. Therefore, the biological conflict of bones and joints is also a self-devaluation conflict. Now, what is to be remembered specially is that not only the bones but also the skeletal muscles, lymph vessels and their nodes, the blood vessels, connective tissue and fat tissue all share the same brain relays. Therefore, all these tissues have a common biological conflict of self-devaluation conflict. But when we consider them in order, bones and joints have a very severe devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth. And as we consider connective tissue or fat tissue, they have a lighter self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth. Whatever be the corresponding tissues, their control centers are orderly placed from head to toe. Therefore, when we study the cartilage, tendons, ligaments, lymphatic vessels with nodes and blood vessels also, their biological conflicts are lighter self-devaluation conflicts with gradual reduction of their gravity. Now you can understand why bones and joints have a severe type of self-devaluation conflict as their biological conflict, even though all the tissues and organs derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla have also a self-devaluation conflict when we consider all of them in an evolutionary reasoning. Let us have some more detailed consideration of this self-devaluation conflict. Other than considering it as severe type and light type, it can be considered in another way, that is, a self-devaluation conflict can be a generalized one or a localized one. First, let us see what is a generalized self-devaluation conflict. It can be defined as a self-devaluation conflict that is concerned about the whole person. This usually happens during childhood or old age because at that period of life they are found to be more vulnerable to suffer from such conflicts in a generalized manner. There are a multitude of situations when such a generalized self-devaluation conflict can occur in a person. It can be due to a humiliation the person takes through accusations, scoldings, derogatory remarks by another person. Physical, sexual or verbal abuse by others can create self-devaluation conflict in a person. A failure at work site, at school, in sports, in a relationship, as a parent or partner, etc. are all situations when a severe type of generalized self-devaluation conflict can happen. Suppose the person had performed in a very poor manner in his intellectual, artistic or athletic field, it can also cause a self-devaluation conflict that is generalized and severe. Due to any reason, if the individual had to feel ashamed or guilty also, he may have a similar conflict. Another situation likely to create that conflict is when he lost a status he enjoyed. Maybe when he lost his workplace, when he retired from a lucrative career, or when he had to meet with some serious injury or illness, it is possible that he may feel as I am out of commission. The aging process making one feel I am not as good as I used to be is a common type of generalized self-devaluation conflict. He may feel himself useless because he is getting older. Such a situation can occur when someone loses a close friend or a situation by whom or where he was well appreciated or felt needed. Another conflict scenario is when situations befall in one's life that makes him to say, I am a failure or I will never succeed in life, etc. If only a specific part of one's body is the cause, he can suffer from a localized self-devaluation conflict. Examples are many. A poor artistic or athletic performance can affect his hands or legs respectively. If a cancer diagnosis is made, like that in colon, prostate or breast, the self-devaluation conflict can affect the nearest bones and joints. A negative prognosis like you won't get well or walk again, the removal of an organ like breast, or a long-continued localized pains, etc. can affect the nearby bones and joints. As we say, severe self-devaluation conflict in case of bones and joints and light self-devaluation conflict in case of connective tissue or fat tissue, we can say about the biological conflict affecting muscles or lymph nodes as moderate type of self-devaluation conflict. We will continue with the bones and joints and their SBS tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.